the little onions that you eat before they get very big?
Shallots.
Is there another name for them?
Oh, I don't know.
What about the real little tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Those are patio tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then they used to call them cherry tomatoes is another name for them.
Do you ever hear Tommy Toes?
Oh, some people say that just in fun.
For what?
Well, talking about tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Just say it in fun. Oh, I had some Tommy Toes or something. But that it's not used as, they're not really, they really mean tomatoes, and they're just saying it that way for greens, for the heck of it, or whatever you want to call it.
What's something that people, it's a vegetable, it's green, it's about this long, kind of bristly outside and sticky inside, and people might use it in gumbo.
What are you talking about, okra?
Okay. Does that grow around here much?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My mother always had a line of okra by the fence. Mm-hmm.
Do people eat gumbo here much, or is that further south?
Oh, they eat it up here, too. In fact, my son went to school at Lafayette, and the boys decided some of them needed a fourth of a credit down there at Lafayette, and he went to school at Southwestern. And that was one of the specialties that they taught him, to make fish gumbo, and he has a wonderful recipe that he makes. With,
what kinds of beans do you eat the, well, you eat the seeds, you don't eat the pods, you eat kind of flat beans?
You're talking about peas, like field peas of some sort or something.
What other kinds of beans?
Then butter beans and lima beans, you might call them.
What's the difference?
Same.
Lima beans and?
Butter beans are just the same.
To get the beans out of the pods, you say you have to?
Shell them.
And something that's green, that's leafy vegetable, kind of round?
Cabbage.
Okay, talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Cabbages.
And something similar to cabbage.
Collards.
Or people use in salads.
You were talking about lettuce.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to buy something, you might ask for three
heads of lettuce.
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like if someone had five children, say you had five heads of children?
No.
How does that sound?
Sounds screwy.
What if someone had about 14 children? You said he really had a children?
Oh, you might just in fun say a flock of kids or something like that.
What about passels?
Oh, a bunch of them. Well, that's kind of obsolete too.
What?
Passel.
A
parcel.
Uh-huh.
It comes from the word parcel, I mean. I say passel. That's obviously, people don't use that term anymore.
What did they used to use passel about? Would they say passel of kids? Or?
Yeah, it'd be a bunch of them.
And